I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello there, my very good friends. Andy Murray here for What Culture Wrestling. And right now we are wrapping up our WrestleMania 40 Fallout content with a list on the things that we have learned about WWE's future from WrestleMania 40 itself, the week as a whole, and on top of that, the Raw after Mania 2. We know this is going to go down as a touchstone WrestleMania. It's going to be one that they are constantly referring to over the decades to come. It's already the biggest in history. I earned just an abominable amount of money. It was a huge success across the board. This is an event that WWE are going to be continually looking at as a benchmark and one to aspire to in the future. And it set the company off in some pretty interesting routes and directions for the next year or so. But we're going to start with number 10 on our list, that being Shield versus Shield. The Shield feud is coming. Seth Rollins' interference in the Night 2 main event was pathetic and hilarious, but also appropriate to storylines. The chair cracked across the back was, of course, an ode to Seth's initial heel turn on the Shield all those years and years ago. Seth came down in the Shield gear to the Shield music. Half of the building thought Dean Ambrose was going to show up, but no, it was Seth. And then for the finish, that essentially occurred because Roman, instead of taking care of Cody, decided that he was going to go after Rollins one more time. As a result, he ended up losing his epic title reign, losing his belt, and gaining probably a whole bunch of anger towards one Seth the Chef Rollins. Now, Rollins has used Shield stuff to mess with Roman in the past. If you remember their feud for the big belt, Seth in the deciding match came down dressed as his old Shield self, doing his silly dancing and stuff in the crowd. It was a good time. That match to me was a bit of a disappointment because it was so short. So hopefully whatever they decide to deliver next will be a bit more substantial, at least in the ring. Nonetheless, this is going to be a big time match for WWE in 2024. It is definitely happening. Maybe it'll be a return feud. We expect both of these men to take some time off following their respective WrestleMania defeats. Either way, it's something a lot of people are going to be very fired up about. And number 9, the big three need to stay together, at least for a little while. So Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi defeated Damage Control in their all-star tag team match on night 1. It was a good time, didn't overstay its welcome. Great ring entrances for both teams. But I'm thinking that this might be a really good spot for Jade in particular, at least over the next few months. She obviously had a squash match against Chelsea Green on Raw that was pretty effective. But at the same time, the thing with Jade Cargill is that she has all these intangibles. She looks incredible on TV. She's got charisma. She's got star power all over the place. The things you need to make it to the upper echelons of pro wrestling. But in the ring, yeah, she's still a developing talent. And that's understandable. She's very inexperienced. She's still learning, still growing. That isn't to say she isn't good. But, you know, when it comes to the presentation, it's kind of up here. And the wrestling is just a little bit below that. So, for me, it's a good idea to keep her associated with Naomi and Bianca, at least for the next while. They are, they've shown they have chemistry in the ring, even though they've, you know, only had one match together. And also, the key reason for this is that you can split off and have like a defining singles feud for Jade at some point. I know the Bianca match is one that a lot of people are calling for, particularly after their interactions in the Royal Rumble. I think that'd be really sick personally, and a great way to get Jade off the ground here in WWE. Number 8, some wrestlers kind of need something new. And yeah, I'm looking at this lot to start with, the final testament here. Yeah, they're a brand new stable, Karrion Kross and the Offers of Pain and Scarlett and Paul Ellering. It's not working yet, though, and they really need to find their voice, find their groove in the company. During their match with the Pride, with Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, next to nothing happened apart from Montez Ford hitting a crazy dive and Bubba Ray Dudley putting his glasses on. They increasingly feel like an act that just isn't going to get off the ground in its current form, and I would say they probably need a new direction. There's some other people on the roster as well on the WrestleMania card who stuck out in that way. DIY and the New Catch Republic, stylistically, they track as very similar right now, and they could probably use some differentiation even though they're on different brands. Andrade needs a clearer direction upon returning. Perhaps we'll get that with some of the stuff he's been doing with Dominic Mysterio in the Judgment Day. I have a lot of faith in that. And another one from Raw, Shinsuke Nakamura, jobbing out for Ilya Dragunov. You know, not the worst role for Shinsuke at this stage in his career, but it does feel like his current character has run course. So, yeah, just, you know, a few changes in direction, a few tweaks here and there will do these characters the world of good as we come out of WrestleMania 40 season. Number 7. Cody Rhodes is the one. It was abundantly clear coming out of not only WrestleMania but Raw as well that Cody Rhodes is the franchise player this company needs. This is the franchise player that WWE have been searching since John Cena. That they tried to do with Roman Reigns for all those years and it just didn't work out. This is your new MVP in WWE and he is going to be the centerpiece. I have all the faith in the world that this world title reign is going to be just absolutely wonderful. I think Cody is going to create pro wrestling magic with whoever he is pitted against. And you know what? The popularity of the guy and the endearing just likableness of Cody Rhodes is what, you know, strengthens my resolve with this. Yeah, during Mania, there were some pro-Roman chants. People love Roman Reigns and what he's accomplished as WWE's top dog. But there's no better person to succeed him, to replace him, than Cody. I have all the faith in the world. I think he's going to have just a tremendous spell on top. And he looked great at WrestleMania and on Raw, where they had the tribute video and the big promos and another thing that we're going to talk about a bit later in the video. Shout out to Cody. He's doing great. Number 6, Rhea Ripley is also the one. Many people expected Becky Lynch to defeat Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania, and that did not happen. Rhea bested Becky in the opening match of the Saturday event, which raises some interesting questions about Becky's future, I think, in the company, but also kind of elevated Rhea to another level. She's already been one of WWE's biggest stars of this current era. She is a huge presence on television. Sometimes her like individual creative, like feud-wise, isn't the most compelling thing in the world, and sometimes it doesn't quite match her presence. But it's clear to me that after besting Becky, she is on a completely different level to what she was, say, a year ago or so, to when she first won the championship in the first place. I think that Rhea's going to have a long, long run here. Do I think it will be as long as Roman Reigns' spell on top? Probably not, but that was like unfathomable in the modern era. I think that Rhea is just another sign that WWE is not as reliant anywhere near on the horsewoman as they used to be. You know, Mercedes Moné is not there anymore. Charlotte's currently out of action. And Bayley is the women's champion over on SmackDown right now. But Rhea has become just a force of nature in this company. She is on top. You know, mommy's on top, all that catchphrase stuff. She's great. She's in a great spot. And I really do hope for more feuds the caliber of the Becky rivalry, because for me, that was the best of her run so far, her run as champion so far.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number five, Drew versus Punk. Look at these assholes. Drew versus Punk is as real as it gets. Look, this feud is sensational, and CM Punk hasn't been cleared for a single second of it. Drew McIntyre's reinvention is just a trolling dick of a heel, tweeting during his matches, just making memes and sharing them online and being an asshole on TV. It's been great. It's added a lot of value to his situation, and Punk is just a great dance partner for him. These guys are so nasty and spiteful towards one another. I mean, Punk costing this guy the title via cash-in, and then on Raw, he cost him contendership again. Like, it feels like there's already a real tangible sense of hatred between these two dudes. They had that unhinged segment with Seth Rollins on Raw a few weeks ago. This might be my most anticipated WWE match of the next few months. If we get this in Scotland, I think the atmosphere is going to be absolutely incredible. And I just hope that CM Punk is cleared soon. I know a lot of people took him ripping off the brace and getting physical at Mania as a sign that he's cleared. That hasn't been confirmed yet. I do hope it happens soon, because this feud feels like one of the realest things on WWE programming in ages. And that is a great thing indeed. And number four, uncertain futures, or not so uncertain in a couple of these examples. So there's a bunch of WWE contracts coming up, and we know through reporting that three of those are Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, and Becky Lynch. Sheamus got a return vignette on this week's episode of Raw, so I think it's safe to say that either he is re-signed or he has had time added on due to injury. He's been away from TV since August, of course, so his future, for now, looks a little bit more stable. With regards to Drew, I mean, look at the position he's in WWE. I cannot imagine that he doesn't re-sign with the company. I mean, if he doesn't, it'd be really funny. But if he, I would be shocked if that didn't happen. The one that's the most interesting to me right now is Becky Lynch. She acknowledged before WrestleMania that her deal is up in about 2 months. She lost to Rhea Ripley, where many people thought she might win. She's not so long ago had her first child with Seth Rollins, of course. So a big lifestyle change there. That might make her think about her priorities and her position and what she wants to do with her future. Look, it would still be a big surprise if she left WWE. I don't expect that to happen, but it's going to be an interesting one to follow over the coming weeks and the coming months, for sure. Number three, this new era is real. This isn't, you know, it's easy to be cynical about these things and go, the Renaissance is just a tagline, all of this. But it felt to WrestleMania in particular that WWE were trying to draw a line in the sand and set off a definitive marker for a new period of programming. The messaging was very, very clear, particularly when Triple H came down on night one and then Stephanie on night two. And Stephanie said this was the first WrestleMania of the Paul Levesque era, which is interesting because Paul Levesque, Triple H, has been head of creative since 2022. So what does that tell you? To me, with the messaging being so heavily on bad man gone, that being Vince, who they didn't mention by name, and rightly so, because he's a piece of crap, the messaging, it seems to me to be very much, hey, that guy's gone. Maybe he was still interfering on creative to a level we didn't know. Like, if this is a new era, and that is a factor that has changed, I think that's a fair assumption. Either way, this terminology was used all over WWE programming throughout the week and even beyond that. They consider this a brand new era. What is that going to entail? I don't think you'll see any booking revolutions or whatever. We've had that over the past couple of years. You just got to come out of it with the hope that the peak of it wasn't at WrestleMania, because as good as that show was, you want this hot streak to continue if you're a WWE fan, and long may it. At number two, WrestleMania 41's main event is The Rock versus Cody Rhodes. Perhaps this is a bit presumptuous of me, but when The Rock said, "I gotta go away for a while, but when I come back, I'm coming for you whether you've got that title or not," I immediately went to WrestleMania 41. Reason being, The Rock is the biggest star, Cody is the biggest full-time star, and WrestleMania is the biggest show. You could pull this at SummerSlam, you could pull it in, God forbid, Saudi Arabia, one of those propaganda shows. There's a number of potential venues where you could pull this match off and make those events feel bigger by default, but come on, it's The Rock and Cody. It's the Attitude Era's most electrifying star against the star of the new era. It is very reminiscent of Rock versus Cena 1, but to me, it feels even cooler. It's a match I'm really looking forward to see. I loved watching The Rock over this week, and at WrestleMania in particular. I loved watching him swear on Raw. You don't hear people do that often, so it's always kind of refreshing when they do. But yeah, if you were to hold a remote control to my head and say who's going to headline WrestleMania 41, it's The Rock and Cody Rhodes. Final entry. The Rock is here to stay. There he is. Look at this guy. Look at this geezer. Obviously, The Rock bought shares in TKO. He acquired shares in TKO. He acquired his Nimage? Naming and image rights as part of all of that. He entered programming. He wrestled. And he beat Cody at Mania in that tag team match. That means there is creative left on the table for him. And beyond all of that, there's still the Roman Reigns match to pull off at some point as well. But beyond even all of that, the guy was clearly having the time of his life. He couldn't help but just laugh and smile on Raw when he was cutting that promo on Cody and when he was telling the crowd to shut the F up. And yeah, while there was always a chance that The Rock, after returning to wrestling, this would be a short-term thing, I think he's here to stay. I think he's going to do this for as long as he wants to and as long as his body holds up, which is key. He's 51 years old. So he's obviously going to do this around his acting schedule. He's taking time off now to film The Smashing Machine, that Mark Kerr picture that's currently in production. And he's going to do that every now and then. But I don't think you've seen the last of Dwayne Johnson. I think you're going to see a lot more of him over the coming years. And to me, that's a great thing. I think the Final Boss is one of the best characters he's ever done. I think he's just been a sensational villain after having to pivot away from original plans to wrestle Roman Reigns. He's doing a great job. Long may it continue. But hey, thank you for joining me for this video. Hope you had a great WrestleMania 40 week. Hope you check out this video. It's 40 fascinating facts from WrestleMania. Every WrestleMania, including this year. I'd love it if you checked that out. And I'd love it if I could see you later on another video. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.